second one was Clive.
Yes.
Good morning. Should I bring my?
Yeah, that's just, yeah, no, that's for me, just have to make some notes.
Okay.
I don't know yet, it's mouse.
I don't get my mouse, but I'm good here and I do this. Come on. There we are. My laptop is crashing. Damn computer. No, come on, come on. Let's just check one more time. Can hear me, really?
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know. Check, okay. I think it. Test, test.
So you already know what you're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm gonna make a remote control.
I think my laptop is
I just made a simple presentation. So I also put some things in it. Okay. How does this work? I don't know. Is it
one most direct is the one.
This one?
That's happy level.
Oh cool. Okay. So that's my name, you know. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. Let's have a look how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. We also read what these things are.
Yes.
Not yet, okay. So yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user-friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. It's what the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design, and that's you know what it is. It's exactly how it looks and whatever. Okay, so now this is these are two smart boards. It's an introduction of that one. You already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map? Folder,
yes.
Okay. So now we can have a look at that one. Okay. So what we're going to do first is so you can read.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first, to show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Okay. It's a new page, it's okay. It's pen format. And you need different color can you see? No, I just take pink. Pink. Oh, there's no pink. Okay.
Purple.
Purple, okay. And troll slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant. I don't know how it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And just up like this? Oh no, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I like. Oh, okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes too much, okay. It's a bit slow, you can see. This is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like a pencil.
Okay.
Use the form as you can use a pen with.
What's the color?
It's in format.
It has to be water.
No, it has to be an animal, so if that's it should be a snake.
It's an animal,
okay.
It has any water. So I first draw the water.
The water is important.
Okay, now make the animal. It's a fish.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
This is somewhere. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wow. Okay, we're next.
Do you have to write down why? Ah, it doesn't matter. Just to get used to the white part.
Okay.
Just make a new blank, page. Yeah, not too far to the
let's make it a dot.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that. No, to the. Yeah.
To the back.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No,
okay.
A dog.
A dog.
A sheep?
Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it
easy. Okay, I make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat.
Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, and you don't.
Okay. I just draw too quick, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Just to get used to it.
write it down and you downloaded the words. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried it.
But
you
it's
actually
just
got to write on the paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on the
paper. Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
I just I thought it would be just in type words.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not
just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit it in editing.
No.
It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did you start this meeting? Not sure.
I think it was
almost.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
I just have to save everything, so. Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros. Okay, that's and we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The prediction costs about half the price of selling price, sorry?
No, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? I don't know. So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are within the remote control, the first ideas and everything. So think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
No, okay, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the, not with the television, we sell it that far.
I think it's,
I'm not sure,
it's not.
Yeah, probably would be
universal.
Not
only television, more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros. So not sure.
Yeah, I know. You can buy a universal controller.
Okay, so
yeah,
we just say it's a universal remote
control. Yeah, okay.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So a lot of buttons on the
not just the DVD.
No, just that.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's a remote control? Is this a black thing with some buttons on it? It's not anything very special. But,
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well, I thought about making it the same as style as the television, because we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it. It has to be clear because kids and elderly are going to use it, so it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Yeah.
Nothing for certain.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has a lot of functions. So. We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have.
Yeah, or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and unique.
more trendy.
But you think about when you can
fold open, where you can see more options.
Maybe for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something on top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Or you could think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, and I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on the remote control?
Maybe
using like a menu.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
But it's not too expensive to put a touch screen on.
Yeah,
but
maybe
it's not reachable. And they have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that fall down on the ground. And
yeah.
It's
so
often broken.
And if you have a touch screen, you need exactly two.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Lots of kids use it, and touch screen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Maybe that's a good idea. Just
yeah,
put it on your
yeah.
television and just recharge. You never have to use any.
Maybe that's a good idea, but you have to look at the price and everything.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone charger?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the protection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably it's still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe it's too expensive.
Because
With the home stations, a really good idea, because lots of people lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now they can put it always at the same place. And maybe it's therefore it's a good idea.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
So that
I have a mouse that's also and you just have normal batteries that you can charge. You just put it in the station, or you can change the batteries.
The option is the option.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places, the on off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has to be a different form than a normal remote controller.
I don't know.
I don't think you have to look at that, because you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special if you create your own looks. Very hard.
If we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Yeah. Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top, and TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block, and then the volume obviously on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is the buttons that you use often are like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still
basic options on top.
Basically, when I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very nice.
If you make it full open, it's also the strength is not as good as
no,
normal.
No, that's why. So maybe you have to keep it like a square.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So, some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user. user requirements specification? Do I need to think as a user only the looks and the
what you want to do with it?
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but
yeah,
all the
also
things again. Yeah, everything.
They also work on some stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical.
Yeah, that's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of buttons
do you
have?
Do you want to do remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay.
There's already a document.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay, well,
for the next time, you have to put it exactly in the square. Your laptop.
Oh.
Didn't say that.